Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Yud Amid Beis, there's two dots, five lines from the bottom. Today's Daf is sponsored by Moshe and Lisa Spinner, Lila Nishmas, Binyamin Chaim Ben Avram Yossi, Shalom Shabbat Meliyah. Nan Hasham, we learned over there, over where, it's actually later on in the Masechta, but it came up yesterday. Yesterday we said like this, we mentioned it in passing yesterday, and now we're going to flesh it out. We'll spend the first omen on this. Shai Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Hadamim, all blood that's performed on the outer mizbeah, on the outside mizbeah in the courtyard, Shenichtasu Leheichal Lechaper, and by mistake, it's brought into the Heichal, it's brought into the Kodesh, made a mistake. They took the blood into the Kodesh. They shouldn't have done that, but they did. So the halacha is psulim. It's all pasul. Okay? It's pasul. That's the Chachamim's opinion. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say no, only chatas bilvad. Only blood of a chatas that's brought into the inner room, into the heichal, that's pasul. Rabbi Eliezer omer, ha'asham. Also the Osh, Apa Osham, also the Osham is possible. Why? Shenemar, because it says, Kachatas Ka Osham. Right? That's a Pasuk in Vayikra. It's a Pasuk in Vayikra, Zayin Zayin. So there's a Hekesh, the Hekesh is the Chatas and Osham. Just like one is, just, he agrees that the Chatas is blood that's brought in is no good. He is the Osham too. So now the Gemara says like this. Bishlom Rebbe Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer makes a lot of sense. Kidik Amar Taima. Because he gave a reason. He said both. Why Hekesh? El Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, my Taima, what's their reason? Why don't they learn this Hekesh? Right? Or what do they do with this Hekesh? Why are you limiting it to Chata? Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Asham Nechnas Dama Lefnim. You want to tell me that if Asham blood is brought inside the heichal, that should passel the blood. Passel lo matzis amarta. It's impossible to say that. You can't say that. Why? Because it's a kal v'chomer me'ola. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma'ola. Just like an ola. Shehu kalil. Which is completely burnt. None of it's eaten. Right? Nevertheless. Im nichnas dama lefnim kshera. If its blood is brought into the heichal, it's still kosher, right? After all, these two Tanayim both agree that it's a chatos, and there is a dispute in the Ashim. Every other carpet, in Ola, for example, everyone agreed it's fine. The Tanakama held it's not fine. We're not discussing him at all. So Ashim, in Ashim, she'ain a kalil, which is not completely destroyed, not completely burnt. Lo kolshkein, shouldn't it be true that it also doesn't become possible? Right? And the Gemara interrupts for a second and says, what kind of kal v'chomer is this? Mala ola, what about an ola? Shekin eino mechaperet. An ola isn't mechaper. That's why the blood of an ola will not become possible if it enters the heichal. But maybe the blood of an asham would become mechaper, even though yesterday we said that an asham is not mechaper. It's just protected. Right? So the Gemara said, Minchas Chote Tokiyah. The Minchas Chote will disprove that. Why? Because a Minchas Chote is Machaper, and yet, if you bring a Minchas Chote into the Heichal, it doesn't become possible. But look at Rashi. What's a Minchas Tokiyah? See the Rashi Tokiyah, third line. Tokiyah. Shemichaperet, right? The im nichnasa lefnim kshira, and if you bring it inside to the heichal where it's not supposed to go, it's still kosher. The low possible concept, all done. The only thing that's possible is done. It's a whole tumult on this because first of all, what's a minchas kote? A minchas kote is an olaviyored that you're poor, so you make flour out of it, right? The mincha, but it's a kasher. Minchas kote. So, some question, when Rashi says,
blood. So the whole, if I bring an apple into the Kodesh, I'm eating an apple. And I go into the Kodesh, the apple doesn't become pus. So too, also doesn't become pus. Kind of comparison is that?
You bring up
Minchas Kote. Well, the pus is talking about dam. Minchas Kote has no dam. It's flour. What kind of comparison is that? Very, very difficult. But the Gemara doesn't say that nonetheless.
So the Gemara asked, Blema Chatas Ha'ov Tochiach. Why didn't we mention a Chatas Ha'ov? Why did we say that a Minchas Kote is Tochiach?
What?
Why is a Chatas Ha'ov better? Because the Chatas Ha'ov has dam.
So much better.
Much better comparison. So the in and what to say what? Well, you
well a chatas ha'ov.
If the dam of a chatas ha'ov is
a kapara. It is a kapara. Chatas ha'ov is a kapara. Why? It's over all the urine.
And it goes into the kodesh. Goes into the heichal. It doesn't pass all. So an asham, sure won't pass all.
Why didn't you mention chatas ha'ov?
The Gemara says, because I'll tell you why. Chatas ha'ov, boy Rav Avinu. That was a suffix. Rav Avinu had a suffix about that. Whether or not the chatas, the dam of an oaf, chatas the oaf, is metame or not. It is possible by going into the heichal or not. That couldn't be a mom.
So back left with, and now the Gemara says,
Glifro. But you can have the following question.
Ma, lemin chas kote, shikin eno min zeva.
But a min chas kote is not a carbon. That, what is it? It's a flower. That's why if it's brought in, it doesn't possle. However, maybe an usham would possle.
So the answer is,
Ola Tokia. I have an Ola. An Ola goes in and it doesn't possible. So too, an Usher won't possible.
Right?
But what was the problem with an Ola? The problem with an Ola was it's not Makafer. Right? So it's not a Kapara, an Ola. It's just a thank you. So then we have the Mechas Kote and it goes in a circle.
Mechazar Adin. Lo Redek Redek. Lo Redek Redek. Hatara Shavu Shevehen. What's the bottom line? Shein Kachay Kachim. The both Kachay Kachim. Vinichnat Daman Lesnim Shevin.
And if the blood enters, it is kosher. It doesn't get ruined.
Afani avi asham shehu kodesh kadashim nichnas damol ofnim kosher.
Okay, so far that was not hard. That was not hard at all.
Okay.
Amalei Rava mi Barnash l'Ravashi. Rava mi from Barnash asks Ravashi v'lipro.
But I can ask Kasha.
Ma shlatara shav shebehem. You know why those two karbonos don't get tackled? Don't passel the dam.
Well, there is no dam by a mincha.
Don't passel if they brought it to the kodesh. You know why? She came ein lehem kitzvah. Because they don't have any set amount of money. Tamar ba'asham. What are you going to tell me about an asham? She eish lo kitzvah. An asham does have a kitzvah.
What's the kitzvah? It has a set amount.
The carbon of an asham has to be worth at least 2 sloim. Okay? Right. And maybe, since an ashram is machmir, because we have a minimum, maybe the blood of an ashram would be possible if it was brought inside. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, haina tamayu derabanan. A brand new reason, right? A brand new reason that an ashram doesn't become possible, right? Rabbi Eliezer said it does. Rabbi Eliezer says, and the Chacham said, no, only a Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer had a hekesh. The Chacham had no reason. What's the reason? Here we go. It says in the Pasuk, but the full Pasuk says like this. We're going to read one word of the Pasuk. But the full Pasuk says, it's a Vayikra Vav, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. The Chal Chacham says, Yuvah, Midama, El Olo Moiz, Lachaper Bakodesh, Lote Achel, HT Sore. Why does it say Dama? Dama shall do only the dam of a chatas below dama shall acher, and not the dam of something else. Right? The edach. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with that pasuk? It says only the dam of a chatas. Rabbi Eliezer included asham also. He says like this: dama only the blood below b'tzara, but not meat. If meat brought in by mistake into the kodesh, into the heichal, it doesn't pass all the carbon. The edach. How did the Chachamim know not me? The answer is, it could have said dam. What's dama? Extra hay. That teaches me only blood, not me. The Idah,
And what does Rabbi Eliezer do with that extra hay? He says, Dam Dam Alo Darish. That doesn't hay doesn't bother me. I don't darish in that hay. That's how we know. That's the end of the story. That's how we know. That's the machloket. We brought this up yesterday in tangent. In passing, we brought this up. And we were trying to prove other things yesterday. So we mentioned, by the way, only chatas, the dam is puzzle if it goes into the Kodesh. So we say today, not so fast. There are other, it's about focus, actually. The few are about focus in the Mishnah there in Daf Pei something, later in the Masechta. The Tanakhama said, all, Mr. Freud, we'll do it after this year. Mr. Freud, do it after this year. Well, you need two people to do it. Okay, so again, Tanakhama said all dam that's poured into the heichal by mistake passes the carbon. The Chachamim said only chatas. Rabbi Eliezer said chatas and asham. He had a hekish. The Rabbanan have a different meaning from this following pasuk. Okay, now the Gemara starts to get a little hard. Ready? Bishlamo Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, the Amri who say asham shesh chato. Shelo lishmo kosher, they hold. The Rabbanan hold that an ashram that shechted shelo lishmo is kosher. Why? Because the Rabbanan hold that the only time that a carbon that shechted shelo lishmo is not kosher is if it's a chatas or a pesach. So an ashram that shechted shelo lishmo is yes kosher. Hainu de iskash, that's why there's a hekish, mincha lechatas, mincha leashram. A mincha to a chatas and a mincha to an ashram. Zitanya, because we learn. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon said, it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, in Perek Ba, Pasuk Yod, Kodesh, one second. Kodesh Kadoshim Hi, Kachatas Vicha Asham, right? It says in the Pasuk, Kodesh Kadoshim, Kachatas Kasham. Okay. There's a Rashi here that I underlined. Then why did I underline it? Okay, we'll see in a second. Kodesh Kodeshim Hi Kachatas Kasham. What do you see from this pasuk? We're going to make a hekish to a mincha. That mincha is compared to a chatas, and mincha is compared to an asham. How? Minchas chote. If you have a mincha, right? What does the full pasuk say? The full pasuk says, what? Not a standard mincha. The pasuk says like this. The full pasuk says, lo tziyafet chameis, don't bake chameis. In the basement, there's no chameis. Chelkam nasati osa meishe kodesh kodeshim hi, kachatas ka'asham. Okay? That pasuk is in the parasha of carbon mincha. Even though the flour is never coming. So it says mincha and it says chatas and asham. Look at Rashi. Kodesh kodeshim hi kachatas kasham. It's like a little above where we are. The mincha who dictates. It's by a mincha. The ka'amar of Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, midika makish minchot lachatas ba'asham lahachi makish.
So there's obviously a hekesh over here.
Right? So shneim lo malacha diyeshvim kachatas diyeshvim ka'asham.
Some aspects of a mincha are like a chatas. Some aspects of mincha are like an asham.
Why? Shetei minchas chote kachatas.
A minchas chote, which is a carbon olaviyorin, which is a carbon chatas. It's similar to a chatas in the sense that delolish mapsula. Like all chatas.
Right. Uminchas nedava kasham.
But a minchas nedava is like an asham.
In the sense that the kasham is delolish
mapsula. Like every other carbon. So a mincha could be both. You can have a chatas mincha, you can have a stan mincha. Right? So just like a chatas, just in some respect, like an asham, depends which mincha it is.
Right?
This is all the Rabbana.
According to the, right? It's Rav Shimon,
some Tana, from Shimon and some Raisa.
But that's like this. Minchas chote harek
chatas. A minchas chote, what's a minchas chote? A minchas chote is a chatas. But you did a mistake. But it's carbon all over the orange. So we gave you a thing you can do to get away cheap. You're poor, you get away cheap. Bring a mincha. But it's a chatas. I bring the chatas. Well, tikkach, therefore, kmata shlo lishma, shula. If you did the kmita shlo lishma, it's possible. Why? Because a chatas has to be done lishma.
Minchas nedava harei ka'asham.
A minchas nedava, that's like an asham.
Well, tikkach, therefore, kmata shlo lishma, kshira.
If you did a kmita shlo lishma, it's good. It might not affect what you want it to affect, like every other shlo lishma, but at least you get some credit for it.
El Rabbi Eliezer,
but according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that an asham, also shalol lishma, is no good. Remember in the Mishnah, he said that also.
Then lamai here, look at the iskash, mincha l'chatas, mincha l'asham.
What is the hekesh? In what way is a mincha like an asham? It's not. Why? Because asham can be done shalol lishma. Minchas can't. Why can't they? Asham, according to the Chachamim, Asham can be done shalol lishma. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, they can't. Asham can't be shalol lishma. So what on earth does the Torah compare a mincha to an Asham for? In what way? That's the Gemara's question. You get that question? What? Yeah, you get that question? What? It's not so hard. According to the Chachamim, it's perfect sense. The pasuk compares, you can't argue with this, the pasuk compares mincha to a chatas, and the pasuk compares mincha to an asham. Says the Chacham, that makes perfect sense. If the mincha is a mincha chatas, it has the dinim of a chatas. If the mincha is a nadava, it has the dinim of an asham. But according to the Rabbi Eliezer, an asham has the same dinim as a chatas. So in what way are they comparing it to an asham and comparing it to a chatas? The same dinim.
So the Gemara says, look, the end of Rabbi Shimon, a different thing, a different part. Titnan, this is a Mishnah in Menachos, that let's say somebody does Kmita, but he doesn't put it into the Klisharet. He takes it from his fingers straight onto the Mizbeah. So Shalom, the Kli Sharet, if you do that, you don't put the flour into a Kli, Psula, that's no good. Okay?
Puzzle.
Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says it's fine. V'amar v'yehuda b'reid r'vchia, my time with Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon say it's fine? Damar kra, our pasuk, kodesh kodashim hi, kachatos v'cha asham. Right? Which means, bol avod v'yad, if you want to do the avoda with your hand, in other words, you want to take the flour and not put it into a kli, take it straight to the, you're very busy, you don't have time to put it, you go straight to the mizbeah. And burn it there, avoda the yamin, do it with your right hand, che chatos, just like when a chatos is sprinkled, it's done with the right hand. Bakli, but if you want to put it into a kli and schlep it along, avoda b'shmol, then you can do it with your left hand. Like what? Ka asham, which is asham. We're going to learn later. An asham can be sprinkled with your left hand. So sometimes asham that's done shalol lishma is no good zero. A minchas nedava that's done shalol lishma, of course it's good. So in what way is a mincha compared to an asham? Your left hand. That's the whole business. Now, Rabbi Shimon, haikra mapik le'lahachi, or mapik le'lahachi, is it possible that a mincha, that Rabbi Shimon, can use the same pasuk to teach you two different things, right? Meaning, first of all, the dinim of lishma, and second of all, the dinim of the right hand and the left hand. So Gemara says, yes, but it's a big deal. Ikur kra kudim hudim rejim fiyah huda asa. The ikur pasuk, the ikur drasha is the second part we said over here about the kli and using your right hand and using your left hand. The minchas kot is the tul shalol lishma, and the fact that a minchas kot is pasul shalol lishma. That's from a different story. That's a different gospel. Okay, very good. Now, Ulu Rabbanan, Lamai Hilchasa is Gash, Asham Lachatas. Now, according to the Rabbanan, that say that Shalol Lishma is yet kosher. Why is the Torah comparing Asham to Lachatas? Lamalach, Ma Lachatas to Ura Smicha. Just like a chatas requires smicha, a asham to un smicha.
So to an asham requires svicha. Okay, we end the Gemara. Gemara's impossible now. Okay, go back to the, everyone turn back to the Mishnah for a minute. Everyone turn back to the Mishnah.
What? Mishnah that beis amadal. The Mishnah says, Yossi ben Choni Omer.
Yossi ben Choni said, what did he say?
Hanishchatin l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Chatos psulin.
Please translate that into English. Read the article. What does the article say that means?
Hanishchatin l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Chatos psulin.
Or puzzle. Now, how is that different than the Tanakama?
Tanakama says every carbon done lo shema is okay except for a chatos and a pesach, right?
This is what he's saying.
He's saying like this. If I shecht an ola, right? No. Yeah, go on.
Right. Right.
What does that mean? Right. So, in other words, right. So, if I shecht an ola, thinking it's a shlamim, halacha is it's okay. I don't get credit. What if I shecht a carbon pesach, not with the intention of bringing a carbon pesach?
What? No. Puzzle. Pesach and Chazal, two exceptions. Right? But do them shalol l'shma, it's puzzle.
Right? That's clear. Comes along Yossi ben Chonin and says like this. Again, Hanishchatin, anything shechted on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach, Hanishchatin, l'shem Pesach, or l'shem Chatos, on the rest of the year, psulin, it's all possible, right? So what exactly is he saying different? What's he saying different?
Just a time frame.
Just a time frame. Okay. Here we go. Ready for this?
We don't even know what he said, let alone how we're going to get to Gemara. We don't even know what he said. We're going to, what does the Tana say? Anyone can tell me, what does the Tana say? What does he say? Right? Now,
I'm a Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan says the following statement. Yeah. Read that again. All. Right. 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 So what does he? Okay. So what does he hold now, Yossi Ben Koni. What does he hold? Right. an animal brought for at the Pesach during Erev Pesach is invalid. Why is it invalid? Because it's Shalol Lishma. A chatas brought any time of the year, Shalol Lishma, is invalid. Fine, let's leave it at that. Okay, ready? Amar B'Yochanan. Says B'Yochanan, Yosef Ben Choni, Rebbe Eliezer, Amru Dover Echad. Yosef Ben Choni, in our Mishnah, and Rebbe Eliezer, in the Brisa that we're about to read, say the same thing. Okay? Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says no. That, we didn't say what Rabbi Eliezer says yet, but we're about to. But Rabbi, before Rabbi first pipes up and says no. No. Only, they're not completely the same, however, bi'achirim, other korbanos that are slaughtered, l'shem chatos pligi, that's where they disagree. Okay? In other words, the only time they agree is when you shechted a Pesach, on Erev Pesach, Shalol Lishma. But Rabbi Eliezer would agree that a chatos shechted Shalol Lishma would be okay. Why? Because Yosef Ben Choni said it's not okay, and he's arguing. Rabbi Yochanan says they both agree. Rabbi says no, they don't agree. This is not an easy command. David, not it. Okay? D'tanya. You ready for this brisa? The brisa is impossible. HaPesach she'av roshnato. A Pesach that's too old. A Pesach can only be 1 year old. If it's too old, right? It becomes a shlomo. Right? Ushchato bizmano. But it's the right time. They're a Pesach. Happens to be you made a mistake. The carbon's too old. Right? Lishmo. And you did it lishma. I thought it's lishma, it's all shma. It happened to be the carbon's too old. The chena shrochet acherim l'shem petach bizmano. Also, I shechted other animal with the intention of bringing a Pesach at the proper time. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says it's no good. Rabbi Yoshua mashir. Rabbi Yoshua says it is good. Why? Rabbi Yeshua has a very unique shita that's good, but not really has Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, we're focusing on Rabbi Eliezer. Now, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Right? Ready for this? I'll prove to you I'm right. Im b'shar yimos hashana. If a Pesach brought the rest of the year, if a Pesach is brought in Kislev, she'ena kosher l'shmo. Even if it's brought with shmuck, on paper, on kitzel, that's not good. Right? However, acherim, ksherim, lishmo. Right? Other korbanos that are brought the rest of the year are lishma. Right? So far so good. So bizmano. In its proper time, shehu kosher l'shmo. Obviously, it's obvious. If you bring a carbon Pesach in its proper time, everything is done correctly. It's correct. Ein adin. Isn't it true? Sheyichshiru acherim l'shmo. Shouldn't. What does that mean? Ein adin sheyichshiru acherim l'shmo. Shouldn't other korbanos that I brought lishma be kosher? What does that mean? What? A minute. Okay. Look at Rashi. The Rashi that says acherim ksherim lishmo. Right? Rabbi Eliezer, Modibo. Eliezer would agree to that. Below Paul, El Bismano. Kitani Behedyo. Abel, Kol, Yomos Hashana, Eim Shem Shchitas, Peta, Chala Parbanacher. So again, what's Rabbi Yeshua's Kalvachomer? I told you, it's impossible tomorrow. What's his Kalvachomer?
Read it again. In b'shar yemot hashana, she'ena kosher l'shma, right? If the rest of the year, a Pesach is brought l'shma, in Kislev, it's not good. I don't care if it's a shma or not, it's not good. I can't bring a Pesach in Kislev. I don't care if it's a shma. You don't write Kabbalah in the world. It's not good. Right? Nevertheless, acherim k'sherim l'shma, right? Acherim k'sherim l'shma. What does acherim k'sherim l'shma mean? But fine. So, bismano, shehu kosher l'shma. When a Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach l'shma, that's good. Ain't a din. Shouldn't it be shiyichshiru acher l'shma? Then if other karbonos are brought as a carbon Pesach, shouldn't they also be good? Meaning, that's crazy, but that's a Kal v'chomer. Meaning, any carbon brought on Erev Pesach would be good as a carbon Pesach, as long as it's done l'shma, even if it's an ola. That's crazy, but that's the Kal v'chomer. That's a Rishu Shita. Very good. Talk about so good. I'm a lower real yet there. I can turn it around, and I'll turn it around, and I'll make it an impossible Kal v'chomer. Why? Ochil of Hadvar. Let's turn it around. Listen to this. Right? Listen to this. Ma im b'shayim os hashana. She'ena kosher l'shmo. If a carbon Pesach is brought in Kislev, even if it's l'shmo, it's no good. Right? Nevertheless, kosher hu l'shem acherim. Kosher hu l'shem acherim. Right? If a different carbon is brought during the rest of the year, it's fine. That's obvious. So bismano, shehu kosher l'shmo, bismano, when a carbon Pesach is brought bisman l'shmo, it's good. Ein adin, shouldn't it be shiyukshar l'shem acherim, shiyukshar l'shem acherim? Shouldn't it be that any carbon brought erev Pesach should also be good? V'yukshar Pesach arba asar shelo l'shmo? Can a carbon Pesach be brought shelo l'shmo? V'kach ata omer? That's what you want to say? That's impossible. The whole Kal v'chomer is crazy. Why? Because I'll take the same Kal v'chomer and twist it to make it an impossibility. So your whole Kal v'chomer is crazy. Therefore, I disagree with you. Okay? And then he says, and by the way, I have another pirach on your Kal v'chomer. Mali hochshu acherim v'shayim mos hashana l'shmo. You know why? If another carbon is brought, mali hochshu acherim. If another animal is brought as a Pesach, b'shayim os hashana, during the rest of the year, b'shmo, shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim, right? What does that mean? One second. Mali hochshu acherim b'shayim os hashana l'shmo. Mali hochshu. What does that mean? What does the word mean? Mali. Other types of offering. One second. Other types of offering are kosher if brought the rest of the year as a carbon pesach. Is that true? Okay, it's a question. Shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim, right? What does that mean? Shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim. That's obvious. If it's brought for something else, it's fine. The yuchsur acherim bismano l'shmo. Shekein hu pasol l'shem acherim. I don't know, I'm just lost. That's a question. Let's start over. Mali. So first of all, he said, "I turned your Kal v'chomer into an impossibility." Right. So Mali hochshu acherim b'shayim mos hashana l'shmo. If during the rest of the year, right, other karbanos brought l'shma for a Pesach is good, then shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim, hu kosher l'shem acherim, and if they're brought for different karbanos, of course they're good. That's obvious. So then, v'yuchshu acher b'zmanos l'shmo, shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim, What does that mean? The Yushra Cherim Bismano Lishmo, if they're brought on Erev Pesach, Bisman, Lishma, as another carbon, Shkein Hu Pasel Lishem Acherim, and the Pesach. Right. Right, so therefore?
The whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Okay, now look at Rashi of Mali Huxra Acherim. Remember we started off this Gemara by saying that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Eliezer says the same thing as Yosef Ben Choni. Remember we said that? And Rabbi said it's not true? Look at Rashi. Mali Huxra Acherim Bitmiya. Umehacha Dayuk Rabbi Yochanan Lemilse.
This is the line. We said it's an impossible brisa to get to this line.
That what? The Omar, the Chihechi Depostle Rabbi Eliezer Ba'acherim L'shem Pesach,
just like Rabbi Eliezer says, that other karbonos brought for a Pesach are Pesach
Ba'acherim L'shem Chata.
Same thing by a Chata. What do you see? He says the exact same thing as Yosef Ben Choni.
Exact same thing. The hard time is Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Dehu Pesach L'shem Acherim, V'Hachanami, V'Chata Zitya.
Same thing.
The Rabbi said, no, they're only arguing by a chatas, not by a pesach. The Rabbi, daik mi seifa, Rabbi's medaik from the next two lines, which we didn't read yet, shachaz, Rabbi Eliezer mi dinteh, Rabbi Eliezer is going to retract, vidono, basar, vidono, vidin acher, humoza da acher, l'shem chatas, ksherim. Okay? So far nothing.
The same exact same thing. We got this impossible price to say the exact same thing. Then Rabbi piped up and said, no, it's not true.
That's because Rabbi, Amar or Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, in Cain, if you're right, if what right? Look at Rashi, in Cain, im atapotel acherim l'shmo bizmano, if that's right, then horasa koach petah. You weaken the petah, v'nasata koach b'shlamim, and you made a shlamim stronger. And Rashi points out, that can't be true. It can't be. So therefore, Pesach is stronger than a Shlomim. And the way you have it, the Shlomim is stronger. Therefore, Chazar Rabbi Eliezer Vidano, Dinacha, you're right, the world has changed his mind. But Tinu, Moser, Pesach, Bosh Shlomim, let's say you have extra money, let's say you have two carbon Pesach. Well, how do you have two? Well, you donated one, you lost it, and another one. Then you found the first one. So what do you do with that? You have an extra animal sitting around. What do you do with it? The answer is, it becomes one of the Shlomim. A, Moser, Shlomim, but Pesach, you have an extra shlum sitting around. Can you make that into a carbon pesach? You can't do that. So, uma pesach. Oh, you have a carbon pesach.
Shemot will show you shlumim.
Oh, the extra pesach. Can be brought as a shlumim. Shachtel is mano with some shlumim puzzle. Right? Nevertheless, if you shefted a bizman as a shlumim, it's puzzle. Shlumim she'ain moser and ba pesach. But a shlumim where the leftovers cannot be brought as a pesach. Im shaft on Lashem Pesach Bizmano, and you shaft it as a Pesach, ain't it going to be possible? Of course it's going to be possible. Amalor Yeshua, Matsiru, Moser Chatos Ba'ola. You know, we can have an extra Chatos to board of an Ola. How could that be? Rashi said. Let's say, yeah, same thing. You have two Chatos. How did two Chatos? You lost one. You donated another one. Then you found the first one. So what do you do with that? You bring it as an Ola. Rashi says, Allah, Moshe, you bring it as an Ola. They ain't Moser Ola Ba'chatos. But an extra ola can't be brought as a chata. So ma chata shemoser ba'ola, an extra chata can be brought as an ola. Shachta l'shem ola sula. Nevertheless, if it's brought as an ola, it's puzzle. Ola she'ain moser ba'chata, an ola that can't be brought as a chata. Shachta l'shem chata and it's inshed it's sula. I'm Rabbi Lezer, lo, I don't agree with that. Why? Imarta ba'chata shekin k'sher l'shma kol hashan l'kula. A chata is kosher the whole year. Home of a Pesach she'ain a kasha l'shmo el of his mano. Hol hu pasul l'shmo din hu sheyipsu l'achem l'shmo. Okay? You got that? I can't imagine you do get that. Because this needs a massive amount of chazara to go over each one of these. You know what I did? I underlined every single line of the Rashi. And we didn't have to read it. In 5 minutes. It's whole umbrella. Where? Howel v'hu pasul. Yeah. Howel v'hu pasul. It what's to who? Yeah. I think it's a Pesach. Shouldn't Shalashmo,
even if it's a Shmo, but it's not the Shmo.
You bring a Pesach and Kitzli.
And if you, I don't care what Lashmo you have. It's not a Korban Pesach.
Dinhu Shiflacher Lashmo. Even other animals are also going to be possible if they brought on Erev Pesach Lashmo. This is not an easy Gemara. You need a chart. You need an hour just to do these 20 lines. You know? Just to chart it.
Okay, we have 5 minutes. We'll do our best now.
Shimon, what?
Yeah, but you know, when you're doing it for 5.5 years, you're not giving up. You're not throwing in the towel now.
Is it start now? That's what I'm saying. He started with Tzvachim.
Gemara, this I told you. I said this is probably the hardest stuff in the past 2 years. This is what we just did. It's very hard.
Shimon Achai Azariah Omer. Now, in the Mishnah,
Shimon Achai Azariah said another thing. He said a very interesting shita. He said, were you shefting Shalol Lashma? It depends. If you're shefting better, if you have a kachik kalim and you're turning into a kachik kachim, that's going to be okay. But if you're going down, it's not okay. That's a very unique shita. That's what he said.
So the Gemara says, Ravashi masti mishmei derav Yochanan, Ravacha bereid derav masti mishmei derav Yanai. My time derav Shimon Achai. What's the reason for that? It says Amar Kar, it's a pasuk. It says Vlo yichalu es kachi bnei Yisrael tashirimu Lashem. That don't make a chil Lashem when you're yarim Lashem, when you're offering up to Hashem.
B'marom mehen ein miskalid. If you're going off, if you go up, you're upgrading. That's not a chil. But namach mehen miskalid. If you go downgrade, that is a chil. So the Gemara says, "Hi, lahafi udatza." That part doesn't teach you that. When you buy a little kid of Shmuel, damash Shmuel, menayin laochol tevel shiva misa. How do you know that if you eat tevel, you chayiv misa? That's that part. This part has nothing to do with korbanos. Shenemar v'lo yichal lo hashem kachi v'nei Yisrael tashivu Hashem. But feed them litrom a custom adabra. The pasuk is talking about things that you will be torah in the future. Meaning, it's tevel right now, and you know what? You're not going to eat that. The chil Hashem to eat that. So Gemara says, "No, imk lift of asher hormu, my asher yirmu shami notarsi." He learned both. Okay. Now, by Rabdeira, listen to this question. So what do we say? If you're upgrading, it's kosher. Is it also marasa? We know, we've been saying all along, that even though it's shalol lishma, even though it's okay, it doesn't affect the carbon. You got to bring another one. What about this sheet, though? Would he say it's marasa?
Labailim, right. So, sheirim, the ain marasin, is it kosher and it's not marasa like every other tana? And by the way, b'chi pligi b'chad apolit, and they're arguing on one point. What's the one point? Everybody says, the chatas is no good, pesach is no good, maybe asham. He says, no, it depends if you're upgrading or downgrading. That's a big machlokas. Or Dilma, maybe k'sherit u'maratzin. Maybe k'sherit and maratzin. And a batarzi pligi. He's already on 2 points. First of all, I have my unique thing about up and down. And second of all, I hold this maratz also. Amarbaya, b'tember, zerika, toshma. Habachor v'hamaiter, bachor and maiter, sheshachton l'shem shlamim, a bachor and maiter that are shafted for a shlamim k'sherim. That's okay. But shlamim sheshachton l'shem bachor u'l'shem maiter k'sulim. That's not okay. Now, for Esau k'daisach k'sherim u'merasim, if you hold its kosher and its merasim, bachor bar ritzui. Bachor is not a ritzui. It's not a kapara. But it's a requirement. Not a kapara. No washing of brit doesn't make any sense. Ella ksherin bein maratzin. It must be ksherin, and it's not maratzin. When we say for ksherin bein maratzin, gracious amik ksherin bein maratzin. So the whole thing, therefore we hold, it's kosher, it's not maratzin, so like everybody else. The Gemara says, who said me the area? Hakit isa, hakit isa. Maybe you're right. If you're going to a bachar, you're right. There's no ritzui. Who said if you're going up to a shlam, there is a ritzui? Elamai kamash malon. What's the kiddush over here? Gova manama, kamash malon. Up and down is the kiddush. Tanino, we learned that already in our Mishnah. Ketad, kachikach, shakal shem kachikalim. Right? We already had it in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no. Not the same. I would have thought kachikachim, kachikalim, who dika gova manama. Well, it's a big jump from kachikachim to kachikalim. Up and down. However, aval kalim v'kalim lo. Within kachikalim, is there a hierarchy? Within kachikalim. The answer is yes. Hanami Tanina Shlomim Korban Tabachar Nesha Ud Tuna Matan Arva Usmicha Udasachim Batruvas Khazavashok
right? So, in other words, there's even a hierarchy, even within Karshei Kalim. Shlomim is better than this, this is better than this. So the Gemara says, you're right. So we already know that. We already know that there's a hierarchy. We already know that. So the Gemara says, yeah, ha'iker. You're right, we already know that. It's brought here anyway, derech agav. You're right, there really isn't a chiddush. And the question whether or not this person would hold a ritzui is not resolved. Okay. I have to bring a carbon ola. Right? And I brought an ola, but I thought it's a bechor. So downgrade. I downgraded. No good. What if I had to bring a bechor, but I thought it was an ola? Or... Right. Right. So he holds it's fine.
Right.
So do I have to bring another one? That's what Ritzui means. Do I have to bring another one? That we don't know. Let's just do the Mishnah. Ready? This Mishnah is a fascinating Mishnah, and it'll lead into actually thinking about Halacha night tomorrow. Pesach, Sheshachto Shachrit. We know that a carbon Pesach can't be brought until Chatzos. What if a Pesach is brought in Shachrit? Bar Ba'asar. On the 14th, Bar Ba'asar. The Mishnah said that. Bar Ba'asar on the 14th, Shalo Lishmo. So not Lishmo. So Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not a problem. You know why? Because it's ilu nifshat b'shlosh asa. It's like you brought on the 13th. What is it? It's a shlomim. The b'sheir puzzle. The b'sheir says it's puzzle. Ilu nifshat bein harvayim. It's as if it's brought in the afternoon. You know what? It's no good. It's the morning. We're going to get to that. That day, the whole day is okay. It's very interesting. Amar shir benazai mekubal anivishim b'shnayim zakein. I have a Kabbalah from the 72 elders. The Gemara will ask why it says Zakin and Lashon Yachid. B'yom Shoshiva Shiva to be Eliezer be Yeshiva. On the day they put Rabbi Eliezer back to be the Rosh Hashiva. Remember that whole story? They deposed it. Also got a diary. Remember that? Anyway, he says like this. Shekal Hatzvachim Hanechalim. This is a whole separate side point. Shekal Hatzvachim Hanechalim. All Zvachim that are edible. Shenizbuchu Shalol Lishma. That are brought Shalol Lishma. Sharon are still Kasha. Ella Shalol Lubayla. The guy, the owner, doesn't get a check mark for it. Mishum Chov. Chod, Tekchev, Menapetach, Menachatas, Velohoshif, Benazit, Ela Ola. He even wanted to add on Ola, Velohod, Ela Chacham. The Chacham didn't agree with that. Tomorrow we'll get into the topic. How on earth can Ben B'Tzeir say that if it's brought in the morning, it's a problem? Don't we know that a carbon Pesach only can be brought after Chatzos? That's the main topic of tomorrow. And hopefully we'll, for tomorrow's not such a long day, so hopefully we'll catch up. Everybody have a very good day.